Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Carver Hyde, the update on the old Rosemont Horizon.
Well, the update is that DePaul doesn't play there anymore.
Highly unfortunate considering my earlier revelations.
They actually got a new arena that just opened this season in the fall of 2017.
Brand new arena that one's at.
The Wind Trust Arena. It is actually on Chicago's near Southside community, opened in 2017. So the men and the women play there.
Wow, more people were at the Pyeongchang opening ceremonies, which was negative 12, the amount of people there. So there's no one at that basketball game tonight in Chicago. I mean, literally, like, a handful of people.
It's been so long since they've been good.
How about St. John's up three with 2 seconds left at the line looking to go up four, and he misses. Come on, bro. Make the free throw, dude. Ice this game, loser. Poor kid. I called him a loser. It's unbelievable. They need this free throw.
These are college kids, Scott. You really can't be calling them that. These are athletes. They're student athletes. Don't be
They're
doing that.
They're very sensitive.
We don't like when you call them that.
Very sensitive. He made the second free throw. That's lights out. Johnny's win again. So what do you think of St. John's now? Now they have a winning record, 14-13.
I know, but they're still like 3-11 in the Big East.
Mulling it over. 3-11 in the Big East, but getting it done late in the season.
They'd still need to win the Big East tournament to make the tournament.
Is there any chance at all?
No.
Yes, there is, that they could go on a run.
The ghosts of the past come into the garden. St. John's, Mullen and Ewing here at the Big East tournament.
Yeah.
The whole deal.
Ghosts
of the past.
All for it. I'm all for it. That's what I want to see.
They would need somebody.
What happened, Mavia? USA
excited
goal.
About
making a
Seton
comeback
Hall
here. No,
here.
Seton Hall down six now.
Oh.
Your boy, the governor, on the call here on FS1.
Oh. What do we have here? The Houdini.
They were actually getting blown out, and like Mavia
I saw
said,
them. They were down 20. I turned it off.
6-point game here.
How much time's left?
3.5.
Oh, when they do send me a daggone Houdini.
Do you think they have a shot to get it done here, Mavi?
Probably not, but I'm going to cheer anyway.
Wow.
Probably going to blow it in the end, miss some free throws, take some bad shots like they do. But
is that right? All right, so there is massive.
No score in the U.S.-Canada game still, by the way.
Still no score in
still
that
no
game.
Still no score in the second period, 14.5 left.
Wow. All right, so oh, the kid hit a bomb at the buzzer. So they won by one. The Johnny, 77-76, and the basket counted. They needed that free throw, didn't they? That free throw was the difference. That kid's free throw made the difference. I told you, you got to make that free throw, kid. You got to come through in the clutch for the Johnnies. Mulling it over now. Moving up the food chain in the Big East. Now.
That game's over now?
That's over.
Because that idiot just blew your cover.
That what?
That idiot just blew your cover. They were laying two.
Oh, were they?
Yep.
Go figure. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow. You got to be kidding me. So that bomb three just blew the cover.
That sound you hear is tickets ripping up in Vegas.
Yeah, go figure. Of course he made the – and then the kid missed the other free throw. I blame him. Loser. Scott, we can't have you calling college athletes losers.
These are student athletes, Scott. We can't have you saying that about them.
These are
good kids.
Getting an education.
Student athletes.
Trying to do their best.
They don't deserve to hear that type of criticism from you.
Sports Talk Radio, all these hosts abusing people without retribution. There's no price to pay for all the things that come flying out of these mouths of these hosts. all over the place, making false accusations, constantly coming up with things, saying things to get people in trouble. That's what we do on this show, right? I mean, we constantly get people in trouble.
I don't want any of those zany radio bits either. None of that.
None of that. You need to be more creative in there. You need to come up when things are not happening. You have to come up with better ideas to motivate the audience to call in and to get those phones popping. A little stale around here. I don't know what's going on, but we're not going to have it. You better be more entertaining, or you know what's going to hit the fan. It'll be nothing but trouble for you, mister. All right, so there you go. Anyway. Yeah, your boy, Al Bernstein, 15 years with Showtime this weekend. He's celebrating the Hall of Fame announcer. So there you go.
It's a big weekend for Al.
Yep.
Just remember, he said next time you're out in Vegas, lunch, you better take him up on that.
I got to take him up on that. The question begs, will we be in Vegas in March for the March Madness basketball tournament? There's a tremendous amount of betting going on right now as to whether or not that's going to happen. According to Mafia, the odds and the bets are being placed as we speak. You're still hoping we get back to Sin City as quickly as possible. Anything to get out of here.
Hey, it's actually nice here tonight. 52 degrees.
It's 52 here right now.
That's what your car was saying.
Liar.
It's supposed to be like 60 tomorrow.
Is it really? Jesus. I may lay out.
I'm going to have to go to the park now.
You're going to go for a stroll with Olivia. Going to get the stroller out. Your boy Carver High is going to get the stroller out with Olivia and rock the park. Sounds like a plan.
Canada scored.
Oh, Canada has scored. Oh, to humanity. So anyway, Mavi, you don't think Danny Garcia, who's 33-1, is going to lose to Brandon Rios?
No, not a chance. That's going to be just, he's going to pick him apart. It's going to be a decimation.
He's 31, he's going to have to turn back the clock. The famous line, turn back the clock with old people. The vintage, all action, fearless, punishment-absorbing Rios. I love that. They're trying to sell that fight. Good luck with that. So your boy Tyrone Lue says that the Cavaliers have exceeded his expectations with the two-game performance. This is Brandon Rios training for the fight. His entrance music. Is that Cher? Oh, God. Anyway, Tyronn Lue said after their win over Oak City that they've exceeded his expectations. He also expressed his belief that the flurry of trades made Kobe Altman change the dynamic of the team. I think we've got to get back to being the hunters and not the hunted. These young guys, we have able to shoot, drive, or pass. It adds a different element to our team. They're playing free. They're having fun. Of course, you know what they did. They got Hood, Hill, Clarkson, Nance, and they shipped out Wade, Rose, Crowder, Fry, Shumpert, and Isaiah Thomas. I saw Jay Crowder playing for the Jazz. Is that accurate last night?
Yeah, he's actually had two good games for them.
He didn't have any good games for Cleveland. I know he that didn't. Much. He was terrible for them. So the biggest thing is Clarkson finished the game. Hill, during the time I was talking to him, and happy. Tristan Thompson's happy for Nance. That's what we've got to have. If you want to win, you got to sacrifice. With our team that we have, whoever's playing well is going to finish the game. They understand that, and it's all about winning with this group. That's according to Tyrone Lue, who many believe was on the verge of problems, his own problems, right? That he could be sacrificed if things weren't turned around quickly, which they have turned around quickly. They have now become, believe it or not, even money to win the Eastern Conference. They were dead in the middle of the pack, had no chance of doing anything 3-4 weeks ago, and now they're even money to win the Eastern Conference. The Celtics are plus 280, Raptors plus 450. Why wouldn't you get a ticket on them, on Toronto, right now?
That would be where the value is right now. That
Proxy. Proxy Reynolds. We got to get your boy out there in Sin City to look into that plus 450. I would never do anything like make a bet in Las Vegas living in New York. But I would advise all of my local friends in Las Vegas to run to the window. I mean, why wouldn't you get a ticket on them at plus 450? My God. I mean, they're a decent team, right? They can play with anybody. You don't think they'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals?
The Raptors?
Yes.
I think they've got a shot. I think it's a three-team race, like you just said.
Cavs, Celtics, and Raptors. No one else.
Pretty much. I mean, I think the problem, the thing with the Raptors is you have to worry about if they can stay healthy all the way through because they do have some older guys. They're not as young as the Celtics or now the Cavs. So if, you know, some of these guys like Ibaka, Lowry's had problems staying healthy in the past. Valanciunas can get banged up. If they have one of those guys go down, it could be a big problem for them.
So the odds to win the West, Warriors, heavy favorites, minus 250, Rockets plus 400. OKC 19-1, Spurs 20-1, T-Wolves 35-1. Would you get a ticket on the Rockets at plus 400?
No.
No.
Throwing money away.
It's just automatic.
Throwing money away.
Done deal.
Done deal.
Wow. Carver,
unless you foresee some major injuries. I mean, that's the only.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I mean, it would be great for, you know.
The world?
Yeah.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Ted in Pittsburgh on the fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what happened in the Duke game today? I bet Vautech, but I missed it.
Yeah, Vautech got whacked. It was a dunk festival for Duke all night long. Carver High, they blew him out, right?
They destroyed him.
Without Bagley.
Without Bagley, they blew him out. Like, literally, I'm not joking. It was ugly. I saw the game earlier, the score, and it was just an ugly mess.
The line was 10.5. They didn't cover.
They beat him 74-52, and Grayson Allen had 25, 3, and 6. How about Vautech? Like, the game before, they beat Virginia, and then they go to Duke and get whacked.
Man, Duke. Listen, I can't stand Coach K. I can't stand Duke. I can't stand Grayson Allen. I would love nothing more than for them to lose in the first round of the tournament.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I mean, it would be great. And clearly it sounds like Ted makes his bets on the fact that he hates Duke so much. And I don't particularly like Duke either, but I know it's probably not a great gambling proposition if all you're going to do is bet against Duke every night. That
yeah,
probably,
especially when they're at Cameron Indoor.
Probably won't go well for you in the long run.
Xavier's up 10 now, unless I'm imagining things, on Seton Hall, 91-81 with 2 minutes left. Georgia in overtime leads Florida by a bucket, if you can believe it. UNLV in the second half only up 3 on Air Force. Fresno's blowing out San Jose State. Northridge up on Riverside by 5. Boise up 4 on Nevada early in the first half. San Diego State is leading Wyoming 8-5 out of the gates early. Providence beat Nova. Auburn by 10 over Kentucky. Florida State in overtime over Clemson. Michigan blew out Iowa. UCF blew out South Florida. Vanderbilt by 1 over Mississippi State. Kansas State won at Oklahoma State. Davidson won at VCU easily. George Mason, if you want to call it an upset, beat Dayton. I had George Mason in that game. GW beat UMass on the road. I'm just looking at all these games tonight just for the sake of it. For, you know, how should I say it, betters. Drake over Indiana State 90-76. Bradley ripped Illinois State by 12. Southern Illinois by 1 over Missouri State in overtime in a great game. Loyola Chicago by 9 over Valpo. Indiana by 10 over Illinois laying 8.5. That was my top bet of the night. Wake beat Georgia Tech big. 79-62, Georgia Tech a mess since the Pastner problems. NC State won at Syracuse by 4. Memphis won by 3 at SMU. St. John's by 1 over DePaul. And then New Mexico ripped Utah State 78-63. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So no one hits more winners than PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's that simple. What a deal. $35 a month. You get every pick, every sport, every game, every day on the board. Everything that's up, I give you winners. Let's check out tomorrow night's action in the NBA. Lakers at Minnesota, Denver at Milwaukee. There's only two games. College hoops, a ton of great games on Thursday. I love the Cincinnati-Houston game and the Arizona-Arizona State game. Hockey tomorrow, 11 games. L.A. is at Pittsburgh. Calgary at Smashville. Don't forget Danny Garcia and Brandon Rios Saturday night in Vegas on Showtime in boxing. We give you boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. You won't regret it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. So, let's go to Matt in Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Scott?
Hey.
I just want to talk about LeBron and their new infusion they got going on. I don't understand how you can have such this reaction over these two games. Okay, great. They've infused all this talent. They're looking good. LeBron's happy, but I mean, let's face it. They basically just got themselves in better position for runner-up. We're going to be looking at the Warriors winning again next year. And I think that LeBron's ultimately – I think this is the last consecutive run he's going to have to get to the finals. And then after that, he may get there again. But I think that's – that incredible run we've seen, I think that's over. I just don't think that without any, you know, real major number two, three guys – you know, Kevin Love's out. Kyrie's gone. We've never seen LeBron do it by himself. He's gotten there by himself, but he hasn't won it by himself. And without the talent that he had in Miami, he's not going to win a championship.
Well, he did win a championship in Cleveland, as you know, and it's a team game. And I don't know all this stuff you're talking about, like what? So one guy wins NBA championships? Is that what it is?
I think that when you look at someone like LeBron, you lean on that person. That's who takes you to.
Well, obviously he's their best player, but you know that it takes a team to win a title, including the Warriors, including Michael Jordan, including any great team ever. They had several players that made a difference in winning and, you know, getting through the playoffs and then winning it all. I think it's a team game. I always have believed that. I do think he's obviously the epitome of the team and the end all. There's no denying that. But so you're suggesting to me that just because they look good against Boston and Oklahoma City that you – still don't buy it, and that they still suck, and they're not going to do anything, and they have no chance at all? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, no, they don't suck. They have LeBron James. He had the best player in the world. You're not going to suck. I'm just saying that he does not have the level of supporting teammates that's going to elevate them to a championship against someone like the Warriors.
How do you know that, though? I just don't understand that. How do you know that they don't have a team that's worthy of like, if they just went to Boston and kicked their ass, and then they just went to Oak City with, you know, Melo and PG-13 and Russ, and I get it, they're not a championship team, but they're a good team, right? They're still, you know, if you look at the top teams in the NBA, Las Vegas, when they do this, and I'm not trying to, like, throw mud at you. I'm just saying, look.
Oh, you're good. Man.
The Warriors, Rockets, Thunder, Spurs, and T-Wolves are the teams to beat in the West. The East, we know, are the Cavs, Celtics, Raptors, and then it goes Wizards, Bucks, Sixers, basically Heat, if you want to even consider. I don't think – there's no way I believe Philadelphia is winning anything or the Heat. They're just not good enough. So, and the Wizards never win anything. So let's just say Cavs, Celtics, Raptors, one of them's coming out of it without a doubt. So all I'm saying is that I don't – like this team, they obviously look way better than they did. And I would say you're probably right that they don't have odds on a chance in a 7-game series, it would appear to me, against the Warriors if that's what it came down to for a fourth year in a row. But I'll say this. I believe all these people that have just penciled in Golden State that it's a done deal and that it's automatic and there's no point even in playing the games and that it's just a waste of time, then we should wrap it all up, cancel it, and just give them the trophy then. Because as far as I'm concerned, I want to watch the Warriors play the, Rockets, at the very least. I want to see that seven-game series. And frankly, I wouldn't mind seeing, Oak City and the Spurs either. And I still think Thibodeau's team's going to have something to do with it. When it's all said and done, they're going to be a tough team in the playoffs as well. I think the Western Conference playoffs are going to be awesome. I think they'll be better than the Eastern Conference playoffs. And I don't hand anything to anybody. And we have no idea if they're going to get injured. We don't have any idea if Draymond Green is going to get thrown out of games like he's done before that gave the Cavaliers a championship. We don't know what's going to happen. No one knows what's going to happen. But it's funny, not you, Matt, but everybody thinks they got all the answers. And I think most people in the NBA know that there are many battles to be fought in April, May, and into June. Someone, I can guarantee at every level, every team knows there's war ahead and they're preparing for war. There's going to be, in my opinion, great playoff series. And I think, the Warriors are the toughest team. I'll give you that. They should win it. But I'm telling you, man, the Rockets can score with anybody, and they can score with the Warriors. And, let's face it, the Thunder, every time they play them, they beat them. So anything's possible. Anything is possible. And I just hope to God I see it. I want to see them lose. That's what I want to see. I want to see them lose. Now, we all wanted to see, frankly, the Patriots lose, didn't we? And guess what happened? They lost. So let's just see how it plays out. I want to see what happens. All this automatic stuff. They're down 16 right now in Portland. They're so great. And have they not been playing crappy lately? Did we not just hear their coach say, they don't even listen to me, so I'm going to let the players coach themselves. So they got their own issues, but everybody's got them just automatically penciled in. Automatic. It's a done deal. Look, I'm telling you, I love that Rocket team. They can score 140 points in your face. And I know that they're not as good. Fair enough. But anything's possible. It's crazy. I want to see it. Anything's possible.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I don't know. Did you see this story about Blake Griffin? And this is like not basketball related, really, but it was his off-court life with this baby mama of his. Did you see all this stuff? So it says here that he was with this chick, and she claims that he dumped her 1 week before their wedding in St. Bart's in July and then jetted to Vegas to party without her. She sued him, claims the NBA star made an oral agreement with her back in 2013 that she would quit her job to raise their kids so he could focus on getting a max contract. In exchange, he promised that he would take care of her financially and provide her a home for the rest of her life. This is according to her. She says that he demanded she sign a prenup, right? She wouldn't sign it. And claiming that it contradicted the oral agreement they made. And I just want to say to her, good luck with that whole oral agreement stuff. Good luck with that. Good luck with the, he promised. When? One night we were in the bedroom and he promised me. Okay, Your Honor. She said he called off the wedding 1 week before the date. And then she says he embarked on a high-profile affair with Kendall Jenner. And then the next weekend, which would have been his wedding day in St. Bart's, he was partying in Vegas. She says that then they began to have couples therapy, but he was still seeing Kendall Jenner, allegedly, on the side. And then She said he stopped paying her full financial support in accordance with her lifestyle, and then her share of their joint property. So she's now suing him for millions. Carver High, how do you think that's going to go for with all of her? He promised me this and that.
Well, here's the thing, and another line in here. While Griffin is continuing to earn millions from his NBA and endorsement deals, Cameron and their children are homeless and cash-strapped. Really? honestly?
She uses his
I mean, Blake, you just signed for 173. What are you doing here? Like, you don't want to be with the girl? Don't be with the girl. You got to give the kid.
The mother
you gotta
of
give
his
money
two
for the
kids.
I mean, the homeless and cash-strapped, it says here. I mean, if this is true, this guy, he's on the list with me. Forget him. I'm done with this guy.
I actually, this is, you know, this is just me. She's beautiful.
She is.
I think she's beautiful.
She's
so.
Also your boy, Matt Liner's baby mama as well. She has a kid with him as
whoa,
well.
Whoa, wait a minute. Time out a second here. What do you have here, Mafia?
She used to date Matt Liner when that USC together. She played ball there when he was playing football.
Oh.
They had a kid but never got married. Oh. And then she ended up hooking up with Blake Griffin.
So she has a lot of, like, celebrity athlete lovers.
And her brother was in the NFL for a while. Jordan Cameron, the tight end.
Oh, that's her brother?
Yep.
And her brother's in the NFL, and she's homeless and cash-strapped?
And the brother won't even give her a couple of Finskies.
Let's recap here. Now, does she have... So she's got two kids with Blake Griffin
and
one kid
with
Matt
Liner? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's homeless
God.
And cash-strapped?
She claims he's a heartless... Who left his fiance after cruelly embarrassing his family with his public fawning over Kendall Jenner. Brennan and Blake were on and off for 8 years. They have two children together and were engaged. He called off the wedding as he set his sights on Kendall. Blah, blah, blah. Griffin himself, however, knows very well what breaching promises is all about. After all, he had no problem trading her, the mother of his two children, for Kendall Jenner. According to the lawsuit, did everything for Blake. Cameron was not just the mother of Griffin's children and their caregiver. She was also kind of support for Griffin, his personal assistant, meal planner, scheduler, stylist, publicist, party planner, nurse, nutritionist, branding expert, therapist. She's a therapist. Where does she have those qualifications? And she's a cheerleader, it says here, basketball and fitness consultant. And more. I mean, she is the most magnificent person ever. Are you kidding me? Can we go through this again, Carver High? She's his personal assistant, meal planner, scheduler, stylist, publicist, party planner, nurse, nutritionist, branding expert, therapist, cheerleader, basketball and fitness consultant, and more. What is more? Lover.
I don't care about all this stuff. If you got kids with her, you got to give her cash. It's just that simple. You got to give her money. It's just that simple. This other stuff, whatever. The kids are what I'm concerned about. Give her money. Give her money for the kids.
Yeah. The suit also claims she counseled him how to deal with bad blood between him and Chris Paul. She's an advisor as well. Cameron strengthened Griffin's bond with his teammates and allowed the organization to see a different side of his personality.
And this once again brings up something that I still cannot figure out to this day. What is the infatuation with these Jenners and Kardashians? What is the deal here? Why does everybody get so locked in on these girls? I don't get it.
The Kardashians.
Jenner, Kylie Jenner, this one, the Kardashians, Kendall Jenner.
Khloe.
What are we doing
Kim,
here?
Kim. They got their hooks in anyone they want.
What is the infatuation?
I have no idea. I haven't the foggiest idea, but this one is juicy, isn't it?
Blake, take a five chip from that 173 you just got. Pay the kids, please. Give them the kids the money. All right, if that's really true, just please.
I mean, come on. What is the deal with your boy? Did you see Bill Haas got in that car wreck?
This was crazy.
So what happened, Carver High Mafia? Do you know the details?
He was in a Lamborghini with some guy that eventually lost control of it, caused a couple car wreck.
I think it was a Ferrari, actually.
Was it a Ferrari?
It was a Ferrari. Some 71-year-old guy was taking him for a spin in the Ferrari.
Yeah, the driver of the Ferrari died. This driver in another car was hurt. Haas was hurt. I think I saw it even hit, like, Luke Wilson, the actor. His car was banged up a little bit, but he wasn't hurt.
I heard
Wilson got out of the car and saved, like, one of the people in the other car or something like that.
I heard he was saving lives. Your boy, Luke Wilson.
Love Luke.
We like him even more now.
I love Luke Wilson.
Life-saving techniques there. Getting involved with bodies, carrying women from car wrecks. It's like a scene from a Hollywood movie, Mafia. Wilson's tailing car in the process. The woman inside was screaming as her leg was stuck and her car caught on fire. Wilson parked his car, ran over, got the woman out. He went through the back. He dislodged her leg. He pulled her out of the back of the car and carried her to the curb before paramedics arrived. The fatality, the driver of the Ferrari says he overheard the man's wife telling authorities Haas was a friend from out of town whom her husband wanted to take for a spin. That didn't go well. How is Bill Haas doing?
He's going to make it, apparently. But he was in very critical condition. But they say he's gonna be okay.
He's gonna live.
Yes.
So is his golf career in jeopardy?
I think it's too early to tell that.
Too early.
I think we need to let him get out, get better, and figure it out after that.
So what do you think of the story about Shaun White? Not the flag dragging, but the...
Oh, there's a whole other story with Shaun White
now. The former bandmate who sued him for sexual harassment. And they settled, remember? Let's not forget that they settled that lawsuit. So
he did admit to sending the text.
He admitted it, but May of 2017, he settled with the woman, did he not?
He did.
This girl, Lena, he settled with her, didn't he? I mean, so I don't get it. What more does she want? Didn't she get a bunch of money and settle the whole thing? Now she's mad again because he used the word gossip to refer to the past sexual harassment lawsuit from his former drummer.
Well, this
is she mad now? Wants more money?
No, does she get any more money now?
It wasn't her.
This started before last night.
What happened?
There were stories being written going into the Olympics as to why has this been ignored? Why has this not been talked about? Why does Shaun White not get criticism for what
his behavior,
his past and his behavior? And those same people that wrote those stories were there last night and weren't allowed to ask any questions. They had their hand up the entire time, waiting to ask him a question, and they kept the questions. After the first guy asked, whatever the first person asked the question, he brought up the gossip thing, and then after that, they kept it strictly to about the snowboarding and winning the gold medal.
So her lawyer said there's a powerful force at play, which she, speaking about the allegations and ultimate outcome of the harassment case, before Mr. White made his comments, she believed that this matter was in the past, and she was happy to put the situation behind her. Unfortunately, by his recent comments and conduct, he has minimized the problem of sexual harassment in this country. Mr. White's comments on the world stage directly impugn the character of her. No woman wants to be called a gossip or a liar by the harasser. Minimizing sexual harassment maximizes the harm to her. He concludes, hopefully before our country declares someone the best of the U.S., there will be an investigation and due diligence. White apologized on the Today Show for dismissing the case as gossip when a reporter asked him about the allegations tarnishing his legacy. The question came up at the media conference following his gold medal run. And, of course, she sued him in August of 2016 for allegedly sexually harassing her for years. Text messages backed it up. She claimed that he was just perverted. But they settled. So... do you think she and her lawyer have a case to go after him again because he said gossip after they already settled the case. Like, once you settle something and get paid off, aren't you pretty much done? Thanks. Nice knowing you.
No, this isn't going to be anything that ends up in court. It's going to be in the court of public opinion. That's
so what?
It's gonna be. The media is going to go after them the way they have after anybody who's had past allegations against them. You know, in the whole Me Too era right now, if you've done anything in the past, people are going to bring it up and put it in your face.
Did she not get a bunch of money?
She did.
Okay. Have your money and just go away. There you go. Congratulations. Now you're back in the news again. You're mad again, but you're not getting any more money. You got your money, didn't you? I mean, honestly, at some point, don't you win when you get your money? Now you want more? Jesus. God almighty. I mean, you settled. You got what you wanted. You got that fat stack, didn't you? I don't know this chick from Adam, but once you pay her off, can't she just, like, take her money and go to St. Bart's, maybe have an affair with Blake Griffin's former baby mama?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.